A word for you from Mark chapter 6, verses 35 to 38. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages to buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" I've read a few more details here, and I've chosen this time the Mark explanation. Last time we looked at Matthew, it's recorded in a few of the Gospels because it was an event which the disciples had imprinted, burned into their minds and consciences because of their mistake, how they underestimated the Lord. It is said that there was a man once watching the news, TV news, about the disease and hunger and poverty and sorrow in the world, and he turned to his wife and said, "Sometimes I just want to ask God, why doesn't he do something about all of this?" And then his wife said, "What's stopping you from asking him?" "Because," the man said, "I'm afraid he will ask me the same question." And that's indeed what the Lord Jesus did to the disciples. He rebuked their practical advice that the Lord should send the crowds into the little villages to buy themselves something to eat. He rebuked them with the words, "You give them something to eat." We've been looking at the side, the importance of knowing that God will use that which is practical and close at hand. We started this week's word for you by looking at Exodus, where it says in chapter 4, verse 2, where God said to Moses, "What is that in your hand?" And remember the stick which then turned into a snake. God used that which was close by. And here is another wonderful example of how God used that which was close by. He wasn't just feeding the crowds. Yes, he had compassion on them. He wanted them not to suffer. But perhaps more importantly, he wanted his disciples, and now 2,000 years later, perhaps for you and me, we are to also learn a lesson we will never forget. And that is, don't count yourself out when God starts to work. Sometimes we're looking at distant things and hoping that this and that would happen, whereas God wants you to start in the small way, in the practical way, which is right at hand.